With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. There's a new sheriff in town, and they'll pin the star in his chest today. Incoming FBI Director Kash Patel being sworn in by Attorney General Pam Bondi following yesterday's Senate confirmation vote. Not a single Democrat voted for Patel, and they were joined by two Republicans, Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, voting no as well, but it wasn't enough to derail the confirmation. The housing market is struggling, although there are some indications of recovery.
The National Association of Realtors reports sales of previously occupied U.S. homes fell by 4.9% in January, dampened both by rising prices and mortgage rates, deterring many would-be home buyers despite greater inventory. At the same time, the seasonally adjusted annual rate of just over 4 million units was up 2% year over year.
Correspondent George Williams. White House Deputy Chief of Staff Stephen Miller delivering what he calls a brief civics lesson to the White House press corps, noting the president is elected by the whole of the American people. Miller says the Constitution states the executive power shall be vested in a president.
What President Trump is doing is he is removing federal bureaucrats who are defying democracy by failing to implement his lawful orders, which are the will of the whole American people.
Miller also applauding a 95% reduction in monthly illegal border crossings since President Trump returned to the White House just a month ago. Israel says a body, supposedly that of an Israeli hostage returned by Hamas, was not that of an Israeli mother of two young boys. Prime Minister Netanyahu calls it a cruel and malicious violation of the Gaza ceasefire. The Dow down 371. This is SRN News. The Family Research Council is urging the Trump administration to address infertility in a way that honors God.
President Trump signed an executive order this week to study how to expand access to in vitro fertilization and make it more affordable. In response, Family Research Council President Tony Perkins said the millions of babies born as the result of IVF are each made in God's image. But he points out that countless embryos did not survive the IVF process. Perkins calls on the Trump administration to address the fertility crisis in a way that is morally and scientifically sound. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Catholic bishops are suing the Trump administration over its abrupt halt to funding of refugee resettlement, calling the action unlawful and harmful to newly arrived refugees. They say the administration is withholding millions of dollars even for reimbursement of costs incurred before the sudden cut of funding. This is SRN News. It's a big change for Big League Baseball.
A computerized system that calls balls and strikes being tested during Major League Baseball's spring training exhibition games this year, and that comes after 4 years of experiments in the minor leagues. The automated ball strike system could potentially be used in the majors as early as next year to help home plate umpires, but not replace them. Starting in 2024, Major League Baseball focused the testing on a challenge system in which the human umpire makes each original call. Jason Walker reporting.
The Los Angeles wildfires wiped out thousands of homes, forcing families to find new places to live. Tenants who were just getting by before the fires now face a daunting search for a new home amid soaring rents. California Attorney General Rob Bonta warning property owners against price gouging. More details at srnnews.com.